speeding Australian warship is being blamed for causing damage to boats and a fish farm inside a tranquil New Zealand waterway. The Royal Australian Navy says it's now adjusted its training program with full consideration of the local environment and conditions. The ABC's defence reporter Andrew Green has the story.
The Marlborough Sounds on New Zealand's South Island are a world-renowned pristine tourist destination, a collection of ancient sunken river valleys filled with the waters of the Pacific Ocean. Thousands of visitors go there each year, but last week one international guest caused quite a stir.
We used the binoculars, identified it was an Australian ship, and I said, "Oh, that boat's going very fast." And I said, "Yes, it is very fast for a large ship." So the ship was travelling through the inner bays and turning rapidly. We were behind, doing probably 20 knots, and we weren't catching up.
Paul Keating is a local tour operator and a member of the Guardian of the Sounds group. He spotted HMAS Warramunga's speedy manoeuvres and the subsequent waves.
Maritime hoonery would be probably a good way to describe it. We haven't been given any reason why they chose to drive into the bays and then do very sharp turns.
Australian warships have long been welcomed in the Marlborough Sounds, but last week's visit has tested the Anzac spirit.
We're in a delicate marine environment here, so all ships generally have to comply to the local regulations. We have large ferries, cruise ships, 50 cruise ships a year, because it's a fantastic area to come to here. And all ships usually comply to less than 18 knots, and they have to keep a low wake.
Luke Grogan is the local harbour master and was inundated with complaints about damage to boats and other infrastructure. He says his powers only cover civilian watercraft and Navy warships are not bound by maritime law to keep to speed limits. Nevertheless, he made contact with the commander of HMAS Warramunga.
Navy vessels operate outside our jurisdiction. So in many ways, my contacting the Navy was just to make a request that they consider the information that I was able to provide and perhaps alter their operations based on that information. And ultimately they did, so we were very pleased.
In a statement, the Defence Department has told AM the Royal Australian Navy notified the Marlborough Sounds Harbour Master in December last year of the intention to conduct navigation training in the area and advised that this would include some training at speeds of up to 24 knots. It says Navy ships make every effort to operate with full consideration of the environment and local conditions and that Warramunga was aware of and sensitive to local aquaculture farms in the area, and following public concern, adjusted their training. Paul Keating says an apology would also help.
I would expect the community would want an apology, just to say, look, sorry, we haven't done that before. What we did at that time wasn't really acceptable, and these are the reasons why. We'd probably welcome that, so great.
And that report there from our defence correspondent, Andrew Green.